Hey, it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. Today's kitchen gadget recipe is for air fryer vol-au-vent cases. The ultimate New Year's Eve treat, and with it being New Year's Eve today and New Year's Day coming tomorrow, I just thought this was a great addition to end our year. And that means we've done 365 days with a new kitchen gadget recipe every day for you. And it's been great fun and something totally different that I've done on the Magic with Gadgets podcast. And I've got a new theme coming next week, which I'm going to be really excited to share with you soon. So watch out for that. So back to these vol-au-vents. Vol-au-vents is one of those old school party favourites, and I absolutely love cooking vol-au-vents in the air fryer. And then you can have them with your traditional vol-au-vent fillings, whether that's the mushroom one, the prawn cocktail, chicken one. It's just brilliant. And it's something I hadn't thought of doing in the air fryer. And then me and Dom decided to give it a try, and it just came out so good. So what you need for this... ingredients are really simple, as you can imagine. You need one of those 1 kilo packs of frozen puff pastry that, of course, defrost the puff pastry first. One large egg that's beaten, because that's your egg wash. And then we're doing the prawn cocktail style ones. So we've got 200 grams of frozen large prawns, 3 tablespoons of coconut sauce, 2 teaspoons of dried chives, and salt and pepper. And then to make them, it's easier than you think, you know. Make sure your puff pastry is fully defrosted and it's at room temperature. I cannot tell you this enough. It's very important that it's soft and it's not too hard, because otherwise it'll be so much harder to make them. Then flour your puff pastry and your rolling pin so that nothing's going to stick. And then roll out your pastry, then cut into rounds using a medium cookie cutter until you have about 18 rounds. Note that going with the size that we'd normally have for vol-au-vents, so think of a cookie cutter of that kind of size. And then put 9 to one side and then cut the other 9 a second time with a small cookie cutter. And then remove the middles. You now have 9 medium pastry circles and 9 mini circles that look like mini donut circles. Of course, if you head over to RecipeThis.com, search vol-au-vent, you can see this in photos, because that might be a better way to imagine what we're doing here. And then egg wash the first 9 and then place the circles over them. The egg wash will then help the circles stick to them. So basically, you stick in some of your smaller circles on top of your bigger rounds. Then egg wash again and place it in the air fryer over a layer of foil. And then air fry for 8 minutes, 180 Celsius, 360 Fahrenheit, and then allow to cool as you make your filling. Then pull out the tops, because we always do it, don't we, with the vol-au-vents, where we pull that middle bit out before popping in our fillings. Then add your fillings. You can mix those while the vol-au-vents are cooking in the air fryer, and then stuff your vol-au-vents and then add it to the buffet, or if you're making them ahead, they can be fridged for later. And isn't that brilliant? Vol-au-vents in the air fryer. Who'd have guessed that, hey? And now get yourself ready for your New Year's Eve party and enjoy. And if I don't have a chance to say it again, Happy New Year, and here's to the most amazing 2024. Thanks so much for watching, and don't forget to subscribe to the Recipe This family. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook and Pinterest. We also have a weekly newsletter at recipethis.com/newsletter, where we share with you our latest kitchen gadget recipes, what we're cooking in the Milner kitchen, and so much more. As well as this, we recommend that you subscribe to our YouTube channel, and then whenever we have a new video, you will be the first to know. And if you want to know about all our future videos, then I recommend you hit the bell for instant notifications. But even better, we now have a podcast. It's called Magic with Gadgets. Simply search Magic with Gadgets on your favourite podcast player and you'll find us there.